I think the most memorable English language learning experience maybe joining the performing arts competition in my secondary school, as we will use different language to perform on stage. So I think that using English language can improve my communication skills with my fellow schoolmates, and during the show I can learn more use of English language. Yes.
You did the DSE, so an activity like that, how do you think that helped you with the DSE English component?
There's a speaking session for the DSE examination. So I think using English language during school activities can enable us to speak more. So during the examinations, I can use the language fluently.
Now let's talk about your most memorable English language reading experience. What can you share with us there?
In my secondary school life, there's reading time after lunchtime. So every student need to read a fiction for about 15 minutes every week and every day too. So I think during that time, we will have some time to concentrate on reading instead of studying. So I think the reading time provide after lunchtime can enable us to read more.
These days, when you read, would you prefer an ebook or a printed version?
I think printed version will be more flexible for us to carry it around. Although it is more environmentally friendly for us to use ebook, I think it is difficult for us to read as if we look at the monitor for a long time, our eyes will be really tired. So I think that printed version will be more easy for us to read when we have time.
Last question I want to ask you, when you find a new word, some vocabulary which you're not familiar with, how do you find the meaning?
If I find it difficult when I am reading a book, I will ignore it first and guess the meaning. After I finish the book or finish a session, I will check up the dictionary for the meaning.
Do you use a printed dictionary or your phone or another device?
I will use the dictionary in my phone because it is more convenient rather than tracking with a printed version.